Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Christmas Day explosion of a recreational vehicle on a downtown Nashville street shocked the nation, and investigators on the case said that Anthony Q. Warner, the man now believed to have staged the suicide bombing, was nowhere on their radar screen. But Samantha Max of member station WPLN tells us that wasn't completely accurate, and Nashville's police chief is explaining why he said nothing about a tip on the bomber 1 year earlier.
The revelation that Warner's girlfriend told police that she thought he was making bombs in his RV has shocked the city, and many want to know why the department didn't release the report sooner. Chief John Drake says he learned about the 2019 tip on Sunday night.
When I had the information that it might be a report out there, I wanted to know what happened. What did the officers do? What was the response? What was the follow-up investigation?
Drake says police are still investigating what happened and whether there is anything officers could have done differently to prevent Friday's bombing. But he believes officers did everything they could. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville.
With just a few days to go before the high-stakes double Senate runoff in Georgia, President Trump took to Twitter today to call the Republican governor a, quote, obstructionist who should resign. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt reports.
Trump has targeted Kemp and other Georgia Republicans personally since the election, which he falsely claims he won. Trump and Kemp had been close allies, and Kemp, as governor, has no power to oversee the state's elections. That hasn't stopped Trump from calling him a, quote, disaster and stupid. Kemp says the political drama is a distraction.
No one, whether you're mad at me, whether you like me, should get distracted by anything other than getting out to vote. That is where my focus is. I don't want to wake up on January the 6th and wonder what else I should have done.
More than 2.5 million Georgians have already voted in the runoffs. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
Argentina has become the first big Latin American country to legalize abortion. NPR's Philip Reeves explains how that happened.
Those who've campaigned, some of them for decades, to secure this change in Argentina, hope that there will now be a sort of ripple effect across the landscape. At the moment, abortion is largely banned in the region, except in cases of rape or where the mother's life's at risk, but it's only legal in a couple of relatively small countries, Uruguay, Guyana, and Cuba. So these activists hope that there's going to be a domino effect, and it'll energize people, for example, fighting to get abortion removed from the criminal code in Colombia.
NPR's Philip Reeves. Wall Street, the Dow was up 73 points, hitting a record high of 30,409. The NASDAQ ended the day 19 points higher. This is NPR News in Washington. The highly infectious variant of the COVID-19 virus has now been identified in two states, California and Colorado. Authorities are appealing to the population to forego New Year's Eve parties. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says he's ready to commit $2 billion to help school districts bring students back to the class safely. Kate Wolf from member station KQED reports on the new plan, which focuses on young elementary school students and those with disabilities.
Studies show coronavirus transmission among young children is minimal, and a small fraction of the state's schools have been open since May with no significant issues. The governor's new plan would subsidize teacher, student, and staff COVID-19 testing and also help with PPE and ventilation improvements.
In-person instruction, there's just no substitute for it. It's so much more difficult for a 4-year-old to focus on a device than a 14-year-old.
Newsom also said he wants school staff to be prioritized for vaccinations. California had a record 432 COVID-related deaths Tuesday, and a new, more contagious strain of the virus, first identified in the UK, has been detected in Southern California. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wolf in Oakland.
Heavy winter weather is headed for southwestern Texas. By the time the storm is over there, forecasters say it could leave more than a foot of snow. There are concerns that as the storm moves east, it could spawn tornadoes in Louisiana and Mississippi on New Year's Eve. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.